Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Waymo entered into a multi-year partnership with Uber. Later this year, a set number of Waymo vehicles in the Metro Phoenix area will integrate into Uber's apps for ride hailing and delivery services. No word on how much these rides could cost or how many vehicles Waymo will make available in its fleet. Adobe launched a beta for a generative fill feature in Photoshop, which uses its Firefly image generation model to extend images as well as add and remove objects using text prompts. A full release is expected in the second half of the year. The feature supports content credentials, which attaches attribution data to an image showing it was edited with an AI system. The startup Frori Systems announced its AirJet PC cooling module will debut in a mini PC from the OEM Zotac, which will use the system to cool an Intel Alder Lake N CPU in a 4-inch long PC. The AirJet module sits on top of the chip it cools, using vibrations to create suction that can pull air out of the PC. These take up much less space than a traditional fan, allowing for active cooling on very small form factors. Frori Systems says it expects more product announcements with AirJet before the end of the year. Meta released the Massively Multilingual Speech, or MMS, model under an open-source license that can recognize more than 4,000 spoken languages and create text-to-speech voices for 1,100. Most languages do not have the thousands of hours of data usually required for speech recognition and text-to-speech. However, Meta used multiple religious texts, which are translated into and recorded in more languages than other texts. While it uses a more constrained approach than other large language models, Meta still cautions that the model isn't perfect and is making it open in order to allow more people to work on improving it. Samsung Display announced the Rollable Flex, a vertically rolling display that can extend from 49mm to 254mm with an O-shaped axis. The company also showed off a sensor OLED display, which can recognize fingerprints anywhere on the screen, as well as monitor heart rate and blood pressure. TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu announced Oracle began reviewing TikTok's source code. Chu also said TikTok is on track to have all U.S. user data hosted in the U.S. Oracle data centers are now the default destination for U.S. user data. Eventually, the company will migrate existing U.S. data from its Singapore-based servers to there. TikTok filed a lawsuit against Montana's recently passed SB 419 law, which would prohibit TikTok from operating in the state. TikTok claims the ban violates the First Amendment and that it's unlawful for states to pass these bans in the first place, as only the federal government has authority to address threats to national security. Instagram confirmed to Money Control that it's exploring a standalone decentralized social network for sharing text updates. Instagram has reportedly been briefing some creators on its plans to release a text-based Twitter competitor, codenamed P92 or Barcelona. This could arrive as early as June as a separate app that will let users connect to a main Instagram account with a single sign-on. A screenshot of the app's description shared by UCLA instructor Leah Haberman says that soon our app will be compatible with certain other apps like Mastodon, indicating possible ActivityPub support. Warner Brothers Discovery launched its rebranded Max app. The company says Max offers over 1,000 films and TV episodes in 4K at launch, 8 times more than HBO Max, although that's only available on its $19.99 a month Ultimate tier. Shutterstock announced it agreed to buy Giphy from Meta for $53 million. Last year, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority ordered Meta to sell the unit over competition concerns. Meta reportedly paid $400 million for Giphy back in 2020. Amazon announced the Fire Max 11, an 11-inch tablet that starts at $230. It includes an aluminum enclosure, fingerprint reader, expandable storage, and supports an optional stylus and magnetic keyboard, although it lacks a headphone jack. It's up now for pre-order, shipping June 14th. Apple announced a multi-year deal with Broadcom to develop 5G radio frequency components, some of which would be developed and produced in the U.S. Earlier this year, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources said Apple reportedly began internal work on a combination Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip, as well as its long-standing work on a 5G modem. The Financial Times' sources say Meta began talks with Magic Leap about potentially licensing intellectual property and contract manufacturing for AR products. In a statement to the Financial Times, Magic Leap said it entered into several non-exclusive IP licensing and manufacturing partnerships across the AR market. The music production company Ableton announced The Push, an update to its line of hardware music controllers. This comes in two versions, a basic controller that must be tethered to a PC running Ableton Live 11, or a fully standalone version using an 11th gen Core i3 CPU, 8GB of RAM, and 256GB of storage, running a Linux-based version of Ableton Live. The standalone Push costs $1,999, the basic version costs $999, and there's going to be a DIY upgrade kit available later this year to make it a standalone version for $1,049. And finally, Netflix began rolling out new filters for its My List section on mobile, initially available on Android and coming to iOS in the next few weeks. Users can now sort titles by release date, alphabetically, whether the titles are movies or TV, whether they were started or not started, and by when the title was added by the user. Netflix says it doesn't have immediate plans to bring the filters to TV apps. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.